your neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, Brown Mokgotsi has made startling revelations or claims at the Madlanga Commission. He claims Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi and AmaZulu King Misizulu Kazwelithini were recruited and actively worked for America's CIA. When asked for proof, he referenced that the King had lived in the US while Mkhwanazi trained in the US. He says the information came when South Africa launched its International Court of Justice case against Israel. Mokgotsi says there was a worry that trade at a coal mine in Richards Bay that Israelis had interests in would be affected. Here, he is being questioned by Chief Evidence Leader Matthew Chaskalson.
There are a couple of issues I need clarity on. The first is where the concern arose about the halting of output of coal from Richards Bay.
You see, like I said, when the information came, commissioners, there was a feeling of the Western, of the Israelis, that because South Africa took Israel to International Criminal Court, that feeling amongst them was that even that trade route could be halted. And that's why they had now to activate their sources, being the King and Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi.
Authorities in Singapore have seized a record 35 kilos of smuggled rhino horns from South Africa. The white rhino horns, estimated to be worth about 15 million rand, were en route to Laos. The National Parks Board says it's the largest haul confiscated to date. It was found hidden in cargo and declared as furniture fittings, along with 150 kilograms of other animal parts, including bones, teeth and claws. All rhino species are protected by the Convention of International Trade and in Endangered Species, which means it is illegal to trade them. And around 500,000 air tickets to Japan are thought to have been cancelled by Chinese passengers after Beijing warned its citizens not to visit as the two countries lock horns in a diplomatic spat. The two sides have been at loggerheads since Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi suggested her country could intervene militarily if Taiwan, which Beijing claims as part of its territory, were to be attacked. As the disagreement escalated, China on Friday issued a warning to citizens to avoid travel to Japan for the foreseeable future. That warning has had a dramatic effect, and according to an independent aviation analyst who has compiled daily data on Chinese passengers' active flight bookings from major airlines and online travel agencies since 2023. According to the data, active bookings to Japan dropped from around 1.5 million on November the 15th to just 1 million 2 days later. The top story this hour, Brown Mokgotsi has made astonishing claims at the Madlanga Commission. He says he was informed last year that KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi and AmaZulu King Misizulu Kazwelithini were recruited and actively worked for the CIA. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.